Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The third station of the cross. Jesus is condemned to death. The heavy cross is placed on his back. And he takes the first few steps toward Golgotha, and then he stumbles. He staggers from side to side in the narrow street, trying to regain his balance. And then he falls headlong, his face buried in the dust. He lies there, gasping and choking, held by the heavy cross that has toppled across his body. That true cross, which has become the symbol of faith and hope and glory for all those who now come to the third station and look upon the fallen Christ.
We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider this first fall of Jesus under his cross. His flesh was torn by the scourges, his head was crowned with thorns, and he had lost a great quantity of blood. He was so weakened that he could scarcely walk, and yet he had to carry this great load upon his shoulders. The soldiers struck him brutally, and thus he fell several times in his journey. My beloved Jesus, it is not the weight of the cross, but of my sins. Ah, by the merit of this first fall, deliver me from the misfortune of falling into mortal sin.
Now, as Jesus was making his terrible journey to Golgotha, a man with a cloak hiding his face stood in a darkened doorway. And this man was troubled in his heart. For many things had happened to him in a few hours, things which he did not understand at the time, but now he was beginning to. As oblivious to the crowd's shoutings and jostling, the events of his life darted through his mind. There was that day when Jesus first spoke to him.
Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
A ghost! A ghost! See, over there, walking on the water.
It is I. Take courage. Do not be afraid.
Lord, if it is thou,
bid me come to thee over the water.
Come. I'm afraid. I sink. Lord, save me.
O thou of little faith, why dost thou doubt?
Truly thou art the Son of God.
That was almost 3 years ago, when Peter, grateful that Jesus had reached out and saved him, cried out that he was the Son of God. And there was that strange day in the synagogue at Capernaum, when the crowd questioned Jesus as to why he had...
I am the living bread that has come down from heaven, and the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Amen. Amen, I say to you. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. Does this scandalize you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some among you who do not believe.
No.
Do you also wish to go away?
Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of everlasting life. We have come to believe and to know thou art the Christ, the Son of God.
Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil.
And there was that day at Caesarea Philippi when Jesus began to ask them all,
who do men say the Son of Man is?
Some say John the Baptist, and others Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
But who do you say that I am?
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to thee, but my Father in heaven. And I say to you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the key of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You are to tell no one who I am. The Son of Man is to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him.
No, no!
And on the third day he will rise again.
Far be it from thee, O Lord. This will never happen to thee.
Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art a scandal to me. For thou dost not mind the things of God, but those of men. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Peter, I can't understand why the Master says we should tell no one who he is.
No doubt he feels the people are not yet prepared to know the truth. I'm not so concerned about that.
Oh, Peter, I never thought I'd see the day when the Master rebuked you so sharply.
John, all I was saying was that since he is the Son of God, no one can kill him. Why, all he would have to do is vanish or call on the angels to slay those who would harm him.
And I'm sure the others wanted to ask Jesus the same question. But you're the impulsive one, Peter. You always blurt out what's on your mind without stopping.
You mean I should not have asked him?
Oh, Peter, you had no way of knowing he would rebuke you.
I wish now I hadn't asked, John. I don't understand the Master. First he lifts me to the mountaintop, calls me Peter the Rock. The next moment he calls me Satan and says I'm a scandal to him.
And now, all the things Jesus had spoken about were coming to pass. The things he spoke of only the night before at the Passover supper when he washed their feet. Things which Peter himself swore could never happen. And yet Jesus had been spat upon, mocked, scourged, and condemned to death, and had taken up his cross which had fallen under its weight. And Peter wept within himself as the events of the night before flashed through his mind.
Lord, dost thou wash my feet?
What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter.
Thou shalt never wash my feet.
If I do not wash thee, thou shalt have no part with me.
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands, my head.
He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, and he is clean all over. And you are clean, but not all.
Master.
Master.
I do not speak of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. I tell you now before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you may believe that I am he. Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me.
No.
Is it I, Lord?
Lord, who is it?
It is he for whom I shall dip the bread and give to him. What thou dost, do thou quickly. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. You will seek me, and as I said, where I go, you cannot come. So to you also, I say it now.
Lord, where art thou going?
Where I am going, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow later.
Why can I not follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thee.
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith may not fail. And do thou, when once thou hast turned again, strengthen thy brethren.
Lord, with thee I am ready to go both to prison and to death.
I tell thee, Peter, a cock will not crow this day until thou hast denied three times that thou knowest me.
I will lay down my life.
Little children, yet a little while I am with you. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, that as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
And then the man crowded in the doorway. Recall the walk from the house to the Garden of Gethsemane and the words he and John had spoken together as Jesus left the three of them.
My soul is sad, even unto death. Wait here and watch while I pray.
Yes, Master. John, I did not understand you at the supper. Surely you did not mean Judas was the betrayer of whom Jesus spoke.
What else could he mean? He said it was the one he would give the morsel, which he did. And then he handed it to Judas and told him to go quickly.
But the others think Judas left to buy supplies and was directed to give money to the poor.
Peter, do you trust Judas?
Is there any reason why I should not?
He holds the purse. He likes money, and there have been times when I thought there should be more money in the purse than there was.
And it was Judas who was the first to object when the woman anointed Jesus, saying the nard could be sold and the money given to the poor.
Father, Father, all things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me.
The master prays.
Not what I will.
If Judas was taking money from the purse, he would pretend concern for the poor, that he might later say that the purse was low because he had given so much to them.
Perhaps.
Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. My Father, if this cup cannot pass away unless I drink it, thy will be done. Simon, dost thou sleep? Could you not then watch 1 hour with me? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
John, James, wake up.
Oh.
Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Behold, he who betrays me is at hand. Judas, dost thou betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
Shall, Lord, shall we strike with the sword?
Put up that sword into the scabbard, Peter. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?
And Peter saw himself, as the guards laid hands on Jesus, turn and run from the spot. And all the others did the same. And how, remembering his words that he would suffer prison and death with Jesus, he had turned back and followed at a distance as Jesus was led to Caiaphas, the high priest, who was seeking to put him to death. And he remembered how firm his courage and resolve was when he entered into the very courtyard and sat with the attendants of those within who were questioning Jesus. And he remembered the fear that stopped his heart as a maidservant who had been watching him closely came and touched him on the shoulder as he sat at the fire.
What would you have of me?
Thou also was with Jesus the Galilean.
I do not know what you say.
This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth.
Away with thee, I do not know the man.
Surely thou art one of them.
I tell thee no.
Even thy speech betrays thee as a Galilean.
Leave me alone, I do not know this man.
Why for dost thou tremble and pale at the crow of a rooster? See, they bring him out. It is Jesus. He looks at you as if he knew you. Wherefore does water come from your eyes as from a child? Run after him. He was with Jesus.
I tell thee, Peter, a cock will not crow this day until thou hast denied 3 times that thou knowest me.
I will lay down my life for thee.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Lord, with thee I am ready to go both to prison and to death.
Do you wish to go away? Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art a scandal to me.
Far be it from thee, O Lord. This will never happen to thee. To whom shall we go? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. This will never happen to thee.
Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given to me? Simon, Could you not then watch 1 hour with me? Watch and pray. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. One of you is a devil.
John, everything is coming to pass just as he said it would. One of his own betrayed him. And one of his own...
Judas is dead, Peter.
Dead? Did the priest...
He hanged himself with a halter. He tried to give the money back. The priest refused it, and he flung it to the floor, telling them that he had sinned in betraying innocent blood.
Judas betrayed him. And I, whom he called the rock, denied him. 3 times, John, 3 times. As he said I would.
30 pieces of silver. That was the price they set on him. And Judas, born of Satan, accepted and kissed the master even as he delivered him to the guards.
But I denied him. I denied him. John, am I so much better than Judas?
He said Satan would sift you as wheat. But we're all being sifted. We fell asleep when he asked us to watch. We turned and ran when they seized him.
How brave I was then, swinging the sword and chopping off an ear.
He said something to you then. What was it, Peter?
He told me to put away my sword, that he must drink from his father's cup.
I can't understand it. Why does he allow them to do these terrible things to him?
He has said it has to be. John, where is his mother?
In the house of a friend.
She must not see him. You told her to stay where she is?
Yes. Oh, they're putting the cross on him. We had best leave.
Wait. That man standing over there, who is he?
I can't see it. Oh, Peter, it's Barabbas.
For a moment, I thought it was Judas.
Judas is dead. I've talked to men who saw him hanging.
What of Judas? Would the Lord have forgiven him?
Of course. But Judas was a devil. Better he had not been born.
But you said Judas knew he had sinned when he took back the money.
He asked to be permitted to return the money, not forgiveness of the one he had wronged.
Perhaps in his torment he thought Jesus was incapable of forgiving such a treachery.
Then that iniquity was greater than the betrayal.
What a pity he never asked.
You seem sorry for Judas. You make excuses for him, Peter.
Because a few hours ago I denied Christ 3 times. Now bear that as a cross, the end of my life. Before you now, I beg my Lord's forgiveness and ask for his permission to let me die on the cross.
And now, Peter stood in the doorway and watched as the great cross was lifted from Jesus' back. And he was prodded and lifted to his feet. And there was pity in the eyes of many, and women held their hands in front of their faces and wept silently, for it was forbidden to show sympathy for one sentenced to death. Therefore, only those against Jesus were shouting and making a clamor. Glancing to the right, Peter saw a woman making her way through the crowd, and suddenly John stepped out of the crowd and stood in front of the woman, shielding her from the scene in the street.
Mary, Mary, go back. Go back. You must not look at him. Please, don't go any further.
No, John. I will see him.
There's nothing you can do.
Still, I must see him.
Mary, don't.
Please, John. Stand aside and let me go.
Go back. Let your memory of him be as when you saw him last. Not beaten and torn and humiliated.
I was with him at his birth, and if this is his final hour, I will be with him at his death. Let me go.
Yes, Mary.
John.
I tried to stop her, Peter.
She should not look upon him as he is.
She's his mother.
Look. Jesus is up. She's going to him. They'll meet. And he has no idea she's here.
I tell you, Peter, there was nothing I could do. Oh, Peter, Peter, so many things I've borne witness to, but this is the most sorrowful.
John, if we must bear witness now, it's his will. In order that we identify ourselves with him and his suffering. Remember it when our hour comes.
Identify ourselves with him, perhaps. No. No, Peter. Something more wonderful and inspiring has happened. Is happening.
What do you mean?
He has identified himself with us. With all men. We who denied him. We who fled. We who bickered over who would be seated next to him. With Barabbas, who was freed in his stead. With those two thieves who follow him carrying their crosses. He has made himself man. He's flesh and blood as well as spirit. He bleeds. He groans in pain and falls in the dust under his load. In order to be an example to man, he has become one of us.
Now, as Jesus was lifted from the dust and the cross put on his back, he groaned from the weight of it. The soldiers prodded him with their spears and turned him toward the hill of Golgotha. He could not see well, for his eyes were caked with red mud. But a woman was standing in the street in front of him, and her arms were outstretched to receive him. He took another faltering step. And behold, he knew it was Mary, his mother.
Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.